This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday, September 8th. It is 5:31. Thank you guys for joining us here. I know it is Monday. The weekend went by so fast, but it is so good to have you guys here joining us. Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Doing good. Doing good. This weekend, I'm reminded that I am not a kid anymore. My friends, we went to a couple spots downtown. Friday, I went to the Arts District first and downtown Electric Mushroom over the weekend and ended up, I don't even know how I ended up at a diner at like 4:30 in the morning, but I think I'm still recovering.
It was a long weekend, huh?
Yeah, I'm still recovering from Friday to today. I hear the bones creaking. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Well, I hope you feel better. Maybe a little coffee will do the trick.
Yeah, I'm doing good. How about you?
I am good. I had a nice, relaxing weekend. We did have some plans on Saturday, but our friends had to cancel on us, which was totally fine because I was just kind of still recovering from moving my daughter last weekend. So we had a nice weekend. We watched football. It's back. And so that was really cool. And I won the Powerball this weekend. I was very excited about that. $25 I won in the Powerball. I was thrilled.
Breakfast on you, Mercedes.
I know, right? I was, my husband had driven down to Baker like he said he was going to do. He ran down there, grabbed some tickets. And so the first number I always look at on the tickets is the Powerball number. And the Powerball number this week was 17. And I looked at my tickets and I have like 5 17s. And so I'm like, oh my God. And so then I look at the next number, which was like 60 something. And one of my tickets had that 60 something number. It was either 61 or 63, I think. And I'm like, oh my God, this is it. This is it. I'm done. This is it. And then I start looking at the other ones. I'm like, oh no. So I ended up winning on a few tickets. On all the Powerball tickets, you win money automatically. And then some had an extra number. So I think you get money for that. But I can honestly say I was a Powerball winner, just not the jackpot winner.
Well, you won something. Congratulations
on
that.
Yes, thank you. It paid for some of our tickets, not all of them by any means.
Do you get taxed on that?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Do you?
I have no idea.
They automatically, right off the bat, take take some of the money, like that if you do the lump sum, that's the, they're taking the taxes off of that, and then you have to pay for taxes at the end of the year. So no, okay. it is definitely not tax free.
$25 is now $15.
Oh no, mine, no, I thought you meant the jackpot. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I don't think I get taxed on that. I mean, I can claim the $25, but then I can also claim my losses with the tickets that did not win. So there you go.
All right, well, still congratulations there, baller.
Yeah, there, here we go. So let's do it. It's time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear 1985 by Bowling for Soup? Do you want to hear This Kiss by Faith Hill? It's that pivotal moment. It's unthinkable. This kiss. Unsinkable. Or do you want to hear I Know You Want Me by Pitbull? Your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or you can text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're gonna want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, this weekend I thought I was going on just a quick 1 mile little walk with my husband, and an hour later I'm chafing, starving, dying of thirst, and begging to be carried home. Where did it go wrong? We'll talk about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and I Know You Want Me by Pitbull is the pre-show you pick 'em.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
It's Mr. 305 checking in for the remix. You know they had that 75 Street Brazil. Well, this year's gonna be called
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Have you ever completely under, or maybe I should say overestimated yourself? I ended up regretting something big time on Saturday. So Matt, he tricked me in a way. I don't think he meant to trick me, but he did trick me. We've been talking about getting back into our nightly walks. We would go walk every night after dinner just to, you know, to kind of decompress, talk about the day, you know, just walk off dinner. And now that the weather is finally cooling down, we were going to start picking that back up again. And so Saturday morning, I was going to go to the gym, and he's like, hey, why don't we just go for a quick walk instead? And I was like, that actually sounds good. So I was about to go. I decided I was going to go change because I was wearing like yoga pants, but I changed into these short shorts because it's sunny outside and my legs are white and I need some sun on them. So I was like, I'll just wear these short shorts. So get some sun on this 1 mile little stroll to, you know, take off. I didn't have breakfast, didn't have any water, but I was like, it's only a mile, we'll be fine. When we start walking and he's like, let's go this way. And I'm like, which way? And then I realized we are going on our long walk. This one is a 3.5 mile walk. And here I am in my short shorts, no water, no breakfast. And I'm like, oh, this is not going to be good.
Did he trick you? Like, was this on purpose?
No, he just was like, hey, since we're out, let's just go this way.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
He's not that kind of a guy. So I just wasn't mentally or physically prepared for it. Like, and like I said, I hadn't eaten anything. I was just like, ugh. So by mile two, I am convinced I'm going to pass out right there on the sidewalk. I'm like, what is, I was like, I wasn't prepared for this. He's like, are you okay? Should we go back? I'm like, no, I'm like trying to fight against my body. I'm dehydrated. I was like, oh my God, this is bad. At one point I said, you know what? I'm going to have to go home. You know, you can finish, but I'm going to have to find a shortcut. He's like, no, I'll go with you. I don't want anything to happen to you when you go. So we finally make it home. I collapse on the couch. I was sick all day from a stupid 3 mile walk. It was so bad. Has that ever happened to anyone where you were completely unprepared for something. It turned out to be a total ordeal. Like this quick little hike turned out to be my downfall. And plus, like with those short shorts on, oh my gosh, I had like the worst chafing ever. The thigh rub was like so bad.
I am so sorry. First off, that happened.
It was not fun. But you know what? We survive. We persevere, right?
Sure. Now, when it comes to overestimating your body's limits, this is last year in Seattle. I signed up for these yoga classes with this company, True Fusion Yoga. And look, I don't work out. So I'll put this out there right now. And I signed up for these intermediate classes, and I'm thinking yoga. Now, I didn't think it was going to be easy, but I definitely didn't think it was going to be what it turned out to be. And long story short, I know my ligaments have never been in these exercises. I've never been involved in these different angles in my entire life. Like five minutes in, this is an hour class, I literally was dead.
I mean, yoga itself is not easy. You sign up without any experience into an intermediate yoga class?
I didn't think you had to have any experience. I thought, so anyone, don't get it twisted. Yoga is you have to be prepared for it. And if you're not in shape, I would definitely sign up for the beginner classes, because there was honestly 70 old ladies that were snickering.
Did you at least make it past child's pose, or did they just leave you in Savasana for a full hour?
After the what? The child?
He doesn't know.
Probably not.
Savasana who? Child's pose what?
Those are some of the poses.
Yes.
Yeah, no. They all were the same to me, and I was dripping sweat, guys.
Were you?
Not a pretty picture. Not a pretty picture.
Has that ever happened to you, Steph?
Oh, yeah. This happened this Saturday. This past Saturday, I took a dance class, and I haven't taken dance class in months, and I was an active dancer for a very long time before radio. So I was like, you know what? I need, you know, to get my body moving. Took a dance class Saturday. Just while stretching and warming up, I was getting dizzy. I was like, we're only 5 minutes into this class, and now I have to go through learning a whole choreographed routine. So I'm here in the side and the back. I love it too, because this is like an all ages type of class.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I was with like the older people in the side. I was like, I am going to stay here. After the class, I'm drenching in sweat. I'm coming home, and I live on the second floor. So while I'm walking up the stairs, my legs were like jello. I was like, oh my God.
Yes.
It's like, I felt like I don't know if I was lacking electrolytes, or I was just lacking a vitamin, or I'm just out of shape.
No, I mean, I think that we underestimate like the actual water that our body needs. So we're like, oh, this is just going to be fun. This isn't exercise. This is fun. Yeah. And then that happened.
So the teacher was like, I'll see you next week, right? I'm like,
I'll be at the support group for survivors of the cha-cha slide. Sorry. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday. It is September 8th, 6:03. So happy to start off the week with you guys. Hopefully you had a great weekend. We've got so much happening on the show this morning, but I have to bring this up because everyone's got like that one thing that they do that they swear by, right? Like mine might sound silly to you. Yours might sound silly to me, but Steph has convinced everyone she has cracked the code to plant parenting. What are you doing?
So I just want to brag a little bit. I don't like to brag too much, but I saw my plant, whose name is Art. She's a Monstera plant. She's in our office. I give it sunlight every day. But one thing that I am convinced on why it looks lusciously beautiful. I mean, not only does she look amazing, but she looks like you remember the movie Jumanji? And in the board, it comes out with like those plants.
Yes. It's like growing like vines.
She looks like that. Okay,
wow.
Guys.
Aw, look at you.
And I'm convinced on this one thing that I do. And I play classical music for her. Every day.
She's got her own playlist.
That's a great one.
She has a playlist on Spotify. I actually saw it. It's called Grow Green Classical Music for Plants. You can see it on Spotify. And every time I get home from work, it's like a ritual. I come into the office, give it some sunlight, and then I put my phone up against Art, with this playlist here.
You know, that is the science. They do say, I believe that with the music. I don't know about the music, but I know that if you talk to your plants, they say it grows better. So I talk to my plants and they grow.
See?
Yeah. Frankie is one that a listener actually gave to me that ended up just growing into like this, like yours. It sounds like they could be related. And then I have another plant and she is just... Actually, she's getting out of control. I had to tie her up with a string because her her leaves were going everywhere.
Same with art.
Yeah.
And it's true because what we're doing is we're giving it positive vibrations. And yes, plants don't listen to music and maybe they don't understand completely, but it's the positive vibrations that the plant is getting.
Yeah.
It's growing. And I swear by this weird ritual, James might be repotting it. He might be doing the soil and the water and all the hard stuff. But I truly believe when I'm playing it music that it's the reason why it's growing into a beautiful plant.
There's science behind it. I truly believe you. Is there something that you do that everyone thinks is so weird or like, come on, give me a break, it doesn't work, and you swear by it? 702-364-9400.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever shared this ever in my entire life, but I don't have any plants. I have a pet monkey, a stuffed monkey, and he's been with me my entire radio career. He's moved with me all these different places. So every night I just make sure, hey buddy, I say exactly this. Hey buddy, you doing okay? Are you good? And I feel like through its eyes, it's answering me back saying, yeah, Julian, you're fine. And I'm doing good. And I always make sure it's tucked in, making sure that it's comfortable. And then I go about my night.
It's like therapeutic.
It is therapeutic. It might be a little weird. Even I can recognize it's a little odd, but it makes me feel... I feel like it's looking back at me saying, I'm happy, Julian. And that makes me happy.
Yeah, sometimes you just need that moral support, even if it's an inanimate object. It just makes you feel good.
Right, yes. Right.
For me, it's crystals. I know some people think that they're weird, but I've really, especially lately, gotten into carrying them with me. And on Friday, Steph seemed so stressed out, so I gave her a piece of... my angelite that I had.
Yes.
That one's all about calm and peace. And I honestly felt like she needed it more than I did in that moment. So I gave that to you to help you calm you down.
You did. And you know, it's so funny because right when I got home, I was like, dang, Mercedes is knowing I'm stressed. So what I did is I cleared it. You have to give it like energy, cleanse its energy.
Yeah, sage it, or you can get a Palo Santo or whatever. Yeah.
So I got my Palo Santo when I got home. I did it with my new crystal that you gave me. And guess what I did? What? I put it next to my plant art. And now I'm like, look at this. It's all the positive vibes that we all need in here.
Art is so calm and collected now. His leaves are going to be a little droopier, but not because he's sad. It's because he's relaxed.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
Get that negative energy out of here.
Thank you, Mercedes, for that crystal.
We've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to have an early edition of Heads Up for you, and we have got your tickets to the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival. That's going to be really cool, so make sure you are listening for that. Disneyland tickets, 7:30 for you with the Mega Minute. And coming up next, last night the MTV VMAs aired. We're going to talk about the big winners and the biggest moments coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? Topic trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
MTV VMAs are trending this morning. Last night was the 2025 MTV Video Music Awards live from New York's UBS Arena. LL Cool J hosted the show solo for the very first time. And Ariana Grande, she had herself a big moment, taking home Video of the Year for Brighter Days Ahead. She really did walk off with the night's biggest trophy.
Good for her.
I'm so grateful that I get to do this with my life and to have such fiercely loving and supportive fans. Thank you for growing with me and being so supportive of me as a human being, navigating in real time which creative itch needs to be scratched next, whether it's acting, music, musical theater, or a little bit of tour.
It was really cool to see her there. You know, sometimes the the VMAs, it's hit or miss on the artists that they get there. But to see artists like her and Lady Gaga there, even though Lady Gaga didn't stay long, she had a show to get to at Madison Square Gardens, but she ended up taking home Artist of the Year. And seriously, only Gaga can show up in this haunted doll look and still steal the spotlight. Here is Lady Gaga accepting her award.
To my partner in all things, Michael. Creating this year with you was a beautiful, beautiful dream, and you have been my partner every step of the way. I dedicate this to you too, my love. I wish I could stay and watch all these amazing performances, but I have to go back to Madison Square Garden.
And what a performance it was. Her set looked amazing. Some other big winners last night, Rosé and Bruno Mars, APT, picked up Song of the Year. That was really cool. Alex Warren, he is officially Best New Artist. Not bad for a guy making his MTV VMA debut, and his performance last night was really good. Anything stand out to you?
Yeah, I think all the performances were solid, but Lady Gaga and Sabrina Carpenter, for me, tops as far as performances. Lady Gaga, just mind blown. Just I can't even fathom how she creates these performances. It kind of reminded me, you know what it is? It's kind of like the Thriller of today, Michael Jackson's Thriller. Kind of reminded me what it was back then as far as how it made us feel. It's kind of how it made me feel to this day. How about you? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Ricky Martin made a whole superhero entrance. Busta Rhymes tore up the stage with his Rock the Bells Visionary Award. Mariah Carey was on there. So many great performances. We'll talk more about it coming up this morning, and that is what's trending. All right, let's do it. It is time to win. We have an early edition of Heads Up this morning, and we've got your tickets to the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival. It is happening at Sunset Park, October 10th through the 12th, and four passes for you right now with Heads Up. You get to pick your category, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, the tickets are yours. Caller 20 is playing right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Sabrina, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Woo-hoo! Hi, good morning.
Let's do this. Let's get you a four-pack of tickets to the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival at Sunset Park. Just need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with On Tap, Lights, Camera, Action, Chow Time, Glow Up, or Sleep Tight?
Glow Up?
Glow Up it is. Okay, International Makeup Day is on Wednesday. So these are just different makeup items, different types of makeup, stuff like that. Do you wear makeup?
I do.
Same. So we're going to kill this. All we need is 6 and 60 seconds, and that will make you a winner. Are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right, let's do it. Sabrina, Heads Up, and your 60 seconds starts now.
This is what you put all over to make it look the same.
Foundation?
Yes. This is what you put on your eyelashes so that they're very long and black.
Mascara?
Yes. This is what you put all over when you're done so the makeup doesn't move.
Setting spray.
Yes. This is if you want to look like you're snatched, you might use this to
contour.
Yes. This is you want to look like you were in the sun a little bit. You might put some of this
bronzer?
Yes. This is you want your pout to look very shiny and beautiful. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, Sabrina. Woo. Like no hesitation whatsoever. You were so good. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God, thank you.
You are going to the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival at Sunset Park. That is coming back to town October 10th through the 12th. And you are in for free. Congratulations. We are going to have these tickets all week long for you. Make sure you are listening. Early edition of Heads Up. And at 7:30, we have your Disneyland tickets. It's Mix 94.1. Next, 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Last week, we talked about that new tin can phone, and it looks like an old school landline, but it's actually like a Wi-Fi phone for kids, and it's got parental controls, and things like that are starting to make a comeback. The old school landlines. There's a story on the Today Show this morning about how parents are now getting home landlines just for their kids to be able to talk on and not have a screen in front of their face. So, Julian, you think that tech used to be cooler back in the day.
Yeah, you know what? I just reflecting back on the past, automatically when I heard your story, I'm like, you know what? Can we please bring the Motorola pager back, the beeper? Do you ladies remember this? Did you have one?
I remember for sure.
Oh, I felt so cool. I remember when my first one was the black one, and then eventually you graduate to the colored cases. And, you know, honestly, I love it because you're accessible, but you're not too accessible. You know what I mean? Opposed to today. I think we're too accessible.
Yeah, people can still reach you.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you remember, I'm trying to think back. Also, does anyone remember the Nextel pagers with the chirps? Beep, beep.
No, I don't. What were those?
Okay, so if you have a Nextel beeper, it was taking a pager to like the next level. If one of your friends had another Nextel, you could actually like conversate with each other.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
So I guess the question then is, what is that old school tech that existed back in the day? Do you want to see back? What is it for you? 702-364-9400. Is there something that was so cool back in the day and now you wish it were back or would make a comeback? Cheyenne, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think?
So I think that it never really went away, but I want the Nintendo DS to become popular again because I feel like these days kids only play like Fortnite on the microphone with their friends and they're just talking the whole time. Like they don't know how to just independently play a game that you don't need to talk to anybody. You don't have access to the internet or anything like that. It's just something that you do for fun.
Yeah, so there's like a quiet simplicity to it where you can just like be yourself. I agree. And that's kind of how I felt about like going back even more just to like the Super Nintendo and just playing like some Mario on your own. I totally agree with you. Steph, is there something that you wish would make a comeback?
I miss, do you guys remember the iPod Nanos? Those little things with the different colors and you would put your music on it. And it was just like so portable and you had nothing else on it. You just had music. I remember I had a teal one and it has like a little cute little screen and it had the wheel and you can like press the actual buttons. I miss that. I miss just having a device for music alone, not having any distractions from social media. So for me, I would bring back the iPod Nano.
I will see your iPod Nano and I will raise you the iPod Shuffle.
Ooh, the little
the
one.
The one that clipped on to you. And I used to take that to the gym and I loved it. It was so small. It just clipped on. So small, so easy to carry. And you felt cool just wearing one. You didn't have to scroll through all these playlists. You just hit shuffle and you just went with it. Honestly, if I had mine today, I would still wear that to the gym.
Which one was smaller than the other? Which one was like 90 or 100 songs? Was that the
shuffle? Was the smallest
okay.
one. Yeah. Yeah, that was like the little clip-on, like a clip-on microphone or something like that. But like, you know, with the Nanos too, those were super cool. I remember all those. I just feel like going to the gym, I hate having my phone to listen to music. And I know some people put the armbands on, but I don't know.
It's kind of bulky.
It looks kind of funny to me.
I would be so scared to have an iPod shuffle at the gym. That thing is so tiny. I feel like I would lose it.
It just clipped on, though. You were fine. Yeah,
really?
You clip your hair back with it if you really want to.
Clip your hair back with the Nano shuffle?
It doubles as a hair tool and your music. I love it.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
It finally happened after more than 3 months without a winner. Two people just hit the nearly $1.8 billion Powerball jackpot. That is the second largest prize in U.S. history. The lucky tickets were sold in Missouri and in Fredericksburg, Texas. So Each winner can either take a one-time payout of about $410 million or spread it out into a 30-year annuity with more than $820 million. Dozens of others also walked away with million-dollar prizes. So if you need me, I'm going to be here excited in the corner with my $25 worth of winning tickets. I was happy about that.
I was going to say, they're forgetting another big winner, Mercedes in the morning.
Yeah, 17 was the Powerball number, and I had 17 as like four different Powerball numbers, plus I hit extra ones. So I walked away. I could say I won the Powerball. I didn't win the Powerball, but I won some Powerball.
For someone that doesn't play, that's there's two ways to do it. You choose your own numbers, and then they automatically select them for you, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And you went the, what's the terminology called?
Like a quick pick?
Okay, a quick pick.
Yeah.
Got it. And it's over now?
There's a Powerball keeps going. It's just the jackpot resets. So you can still play the Powerball. It's just not going to be as big of a jackpot. But hey, it's still Powerball, so you know, any of that money, I'm sure none of us would turn it away, no matter what the jackpot is. For sure.
Exactly. A couple million dollars, that's okay.
Also this morning, bad news for diet soda lovers. There's this new study out of Brazil, and it tracked nearly 13,000 people for eight years, and found that artificial sweeteners like aspartame, saccharin, xylitol, they are not doing your brain any favors. In fact, those who consume the most had significantly faster declines in memory and thinking skills. The math works out to about 1.6 extra years of brain aging with a 62% faster decline. The researchers' advice is, cut down on sugar and artificial sweeteners altogether and just stick to the natural whole foods. I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory. Translation, water is boring, but it's going to keep your brain sharp. So you might want to stick with that instead.
And I'll add to this, and I don't know if this is like a fix or this helps, but what I do is, for those of us that like that fizz, what I'll do is I'll get like a sugar-free juice, like a cranberry or like a sugar-free grape, and I'll get like a club soda, and then I'll just mix it up. But what I'll do is it'll be predominantly club soda. So 70-30, 70% club soda, 30% of the juice. And then I kind of, do you know what I mean? I still get that fix of wanting that fizz, but then it's a little bit healthier. I don't know if that helps, but.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a good alternative for people who still want to get that little fizz going.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Finally, this morning, this one is wild. In Japan, there is a booming rent-a-person industry where you can hire all kinds of people, grandmas, fake siblings, even scary people. They describe the scary people as people with shaved heads, tattoos, and intimidating vibes. I mean, I know plenty of people with shaved heads and tattoos, and they're very nice people, but that's what they say. The idea is that these people can accompany you in tough situations, like maybe you're dealing with a bully or a bullying coworker, and then they show up with you, or a loud neighbor, or even a cheating partner. But here's the catch. The company behind it wasn't legally registered, so they had no real contact info, and as of last weekend it shut down. But still, admit it, there's part of you that wishes you could order a scary person off of DoorDash the next time your neighbor is doing something crazy at 2 a.m. Just send that scary person over there to deal with the situation.
I wonder, is this a good idea to bring to the States? I mean, it would open up the job economy a bit, right?
Yeah.
Maybe something to look
there's
into.
Something there. You got to do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes, Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
It's Stephanie, caller 20. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
How you doing? How was your weekend?
It was good. How was yours?
Really good. We're glad to be back. We are ready to give away this diamond pendant. I'm telling you, it's worth $550. And that would be so cool if you were going to win it here on this Monday morning. Great way to start your week. You just got to guess the song and artist faster than I can. You think you got this?
I have no idea, but we'll find out.
All right. I'm going to leave the studio and leave it up to you. Good luck, Stephanie. Bye, guys.
All right. Mercedes is exiting the studio. She cannot hear a thing, Stephanie. The rules break out like this. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. And once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, got it. Once you say got it, we're going to stop the clock and the song. And you have 5 seconds to say something. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Let's do this on a Monday. Beat Mercedes. And the sound starts now. Five more seconds.
I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing.
Okay, that is time. You have 5 seconds.
I have no idea.
You want to take a guess? You have 3 seconds.
I wouldn't know the artist, but I would guess Barely Breathing.
Okay, Barely Breathing. No problem. Let's bring in Mercedes. So I hear you're a teacher's aide, yeah?
Yes.
At Elise Wolf Elementary, is that right?
Correct.
Awesome. Well, thank you for what you do. Hope you have a great day today. And
I believe
Mercedes is back in here. Hi, Mercedes.
Hello, I am back.
Okay, are we ready?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, let's do this. Loosen this up, and here we go. Beat Mercedes starts now.
Oh, got it. The script, break even?
The script, break even, is that right?
Yeah, I'm not 100% on the title. I think it's break even.
Okay, we'll go with that. We have Steph with official scores.
Hi.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Hi. Okay, Mercedes, you stopped the clock at 3.7 seconds, and you were correct.
Okay.
Break even by the script, okay? Good job.
Okay.
Stephanie, she thought it was called Barely Breathing, and she went 20 seconds without knowing the artist.
Oh!
That means you win again, Mercedes.
That was a trickier one. Yeah, I wasn't 100% on the title either. I guess I got lucky on that one. But such a good song. I love this song. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since I've heard it. That means we now have a $575 diamond pendant. Hopefully we give it away tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. with Beat Mercedes. And right now it's the script. It's Mix 94.1.
I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing. Just pray to a God that I don't believe in.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Did you guys see the Phillies Karen over the weekend stealing the ball from the young kid. Did you guys see that story?
Definitely did. It is absolutely wild. It's crazy.
If you missed it, a dad named Drew Feltwell, he was at the Phillies Marlins game in Miami with his son Lincoln, and they were celebrating his birthday. It was supposed to be a fun time. They were so excited to be sitting where they were sitting because they thought we're probably going to get a home run ball here. And this home run ball lands on the ground in their section. He runs down the aisle and he picks it up. He gets it. He holds it up. He's celebrating. He hands it to his son, puts it in his glove. It's like, wow, it's such a cute moment, right? Well, not for long. Enter Phillies Karen, which is what they're calling her, who storms over, demands the ball. She will call the manager if she does not get the ball. And she says it was hers. So to keep the peace, dad takes the ball out of his kid's glove and gives it to her. Philly TV station actually got an exclusive interview with him. And this is why he did it.
I pretty much just wanted her to go away, and because I had a fork in the road, either, you know, do something I was probably going to regret or be dad and show him how to de-escalate a situation. So That's where I went.
So essentially he was being the better man. He was trying to be a good example for his son, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if I could do that. I'll be honest. The way she came at him, you know, I'm always about matching energies, and the energy she came at him, he was just, again, better man than me, very mature. He handled it very well. I just don't know, honestly, if I could give that same, I don't know if I could be that mature.
The video blew up online. People were just absolutely outraged. And thankfully, the Marlins and the Phillies stepped in. They had gifts. They had a meet and greet with Harrison Bader to make it right. But this really sparked kind of a thought for me. So Philly fans are notorious for being like the toughest in sports. Like that's just whether it's Eagles, Phillies, whatever. Sometimes to a point where, a grandma looking woman will make a little boy cry just to say she got the ball first. And so I thought about, like, does every team fandom have that? Like, what is your team? And is your team known? Are your fans known for being nice? Or like Philly fans, maybe passionate to the point where it can be a little scary sometimes? Like, what is your team fandom known for? 702-364-9400. What are the best parts of your fan base? What are the worst parts of your fan base? Like, for instance, I mean, I could go baseball with Yankees. I mean, I think as a Yankees fan, I'll admit we're not exactly known for being warm and fuzzy. And if you're wearing a Red Sox jersey in Yankee Stadium, you're basically volunteering to be roasted for 9 innings straight. And that's before you even make it to your seat. Like that's what you're going to get. But like, as far as maybe football goes, as a Broncos fans, I mean, I feel we're like die hard. Mile High is a religion, but I'll also say we can be really dramatic. We still have not recovered emotionally from Peyton Manning retiring. So some people cry at weddings. Bronco fans cry when we think about the quarterback situation. And I feel like we finally have hope on the horizon with Bo Nix. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword, you know?
Yeah. Tell me more about this. As a Broncos fan, is it something our fans, are you very verbal? Like Phillies fans, when you go and watch a game, are they...
We're nice. We're very loyal. We'll cheer in blizzards, in losses, in Tebow years. Like it's a sickness, but it's a lovable sickness, I feel like.
I like
you
that.
Know? What about you? Do you have a fandom that you kind of gravitate towards?
Yeah, so I'm not the sports expert. This is, you know, I'll just put this out there. But I remember living in Chicago, and I remember, like, you know, the Bears are, let's be honest, the Bears are not doing very well.
Since 1985.
Right. For what? This I do know, Mercedes. But you know what? Very loyal, just like your Broncos. But we will still celebrate. We'll look at the positives and not the negatives. You know how there'd be some fans that just look at the negatives. Oh, get them out of there. It's not so much like that. I feel like Bears fans will hold on to the loyalty till the end. And we'll celebrate the wins, which are rare, and also celebrate the losses.
Yeah, you've got to commit if you're a Bears fan. That means crying over quarterbacks, too. Like, it's a family tradition. I mean, Cutler, Fields, your Sundays should come with a therapist for sure if you're a Bears fan. Steph, You're a Chargers fan.
What do I start?
Where do you start with something like that? And what is your cross you have to bear with your fandom? 702-364-9400.
Let's start with the good. Okay, I think right now the Chargers, I mean, look at Friday's game against the Chiefs. Our quarterback, Justin Herbert, looks amazing. Our new coach, Jim Harbaugh, I was so excited to get him just from his successes from college football. So I think right now, as a Chargers fan, we are doing really well. Now let's talk about the Harbaugh. 2017, when San Diego Chargers become the LA Chargers. I will never forget that day when they announced it. The whole city, they went and got their Chargers jerseys. They burned their jerseys right in front of Chargers headquarters. What? I mean, our fandom just broke down. And I mean, I can't blame them. Yes, I will still be a Chargers fan, but we lost so many Chargers fans that year just because of our owner. I'll say nice words, but our owner made that decision and I'll never forget. And I think if you're still a Chargers fan through all of it, you're not a bandwagoner, first of all, but you're also loyal. So I see where we were in the past and I'm like looking towards our future and I don't want to have hopes up because we have a lot of underdog energy, but we've never won a Super Bowl before.
Yeah, you've mastered the art of disappointment for sure. Every September they're like, this is our year. Yeah. And then by November you're like, I hope we don't move to another city. Like it's scary. Let's talk to Christina. We're talking about fandoms, and also, like, have you ever experienced something at a game where it was like major disappointment because of the fans? What happened?
I did. I was actually at a local Las Vegas Thrill game, and this old man in front of me, they were throwing t-shirts, and my partner caught it, but let go, and he just snatched it from him. It was next to him, and he was in front of us, and just kind of gave me a look and held it up in the air, and I was like, wow. And I wanted to say something, but the teacher in me was like, okay, let it go.
Oh, you know, you're a better person. Yeah, it's like you think about it like, okay, we're literally fighting over a t-shirt, but it's like, come on, like, what are you doing? The person was already, you know, already had it. And that's like where this Phillies lady gets me. It's like, it's a kid. And then she stomps back over and holds it up. Like, I'm surprised, like, she has not been called out publicly, like, with her real name yet. I've seen reports that they put the wrong name on there, but we're getting some texts here. Your fandom, this one says, as a fellow Chargers fan, Steph, I can confirm my toxic trait is believing every season is our season. This one says, I'm a Raiders fan, and I went to a Raiders game recently. The tailgate was so wild, I don't even remember if I made it into the stadium. Yeah, Raiders fans, they are passionate, and they won this weekend too.
We won. That's awesome.
Wait, you say we? Are you Bears or are you Raiders?
I'm everybody.
You can't be everybody.
We won.
No, you can't be anyone.
I'm a bandwagoner.
You're like a sports escort. Whoever has the most money, you move to them. It's Mix 94.1.
Time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, we have Lisa, who is caller 20. Good morning, Lisa.
Woo-hoo! Good morning.
What are you up to this morning?
I am doing school drop-off, but I pulled over real quick so we can try to do this.
Oh, I love it. You've got your kids in the car with you. What are their names?
We have Christopher and Liam.
Hey, Christopher and Liam. How you guys doing?
Good.
All right, let's do this, guys. We want you to win the Mega Minute for 2-day, one park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. All you got to do is answer these 10 questions correctly in under 60 seconds. If you do that, you're going. If any one of you knows the answer, just shout it out, because if I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on, okay?
Okay. We're ready.
Okay, Lisa, Christopher, and Liam, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time in the end, we'll circle back to that question, and the Mega Minute starts now.
Emperor Cusco is a character in which Disney movie?
Pass.
Jose Cuervo is a brand of what type of alcohol?
Tequila.
Yes, who is the current United States Vice President?
Pass.
Which MTV award show just aired last night?
VMAs.
Yes. Which Disney character's face is on the Ferris wheel inside Disney's California Adventure?
You know.
Yes. What kind of animal is Indiana Jones afraid of?
Pass.
In Spanish cuisine, what do you call appetizers or small plates?
Pass.
George Washington Carver is famous for farming what crop?
Wheat?
No. What vitamin is produced when the skin is exposed to sunlight?
Vitamin D.
Yes.
Vitamin D.
What is the name of the street you first enter at Disneyland?
Oh,
that's Main Street. I'm sorry, Lisa and Christopher and Liam. We had a tough go. It's Monday, you know. It's a tough one. Let's go over some of them that we missed. Emperor Cusco is a character in which Disney movie? I did not know the answer to it because I've never seen this movie, but it is Emperor's New Groove. The current United States Vice President is J.D. Vance. The kind of animal that Indiana Jones is afraid of is snakes. In Spanish cuisine, what do you call appetizers or small plates? Those would be tapas. George Washington Carver is famous for farming what crops? Didn't know this either. Peanuts. Apparently it's peanuts. And then the name of the street you first enter at Disneyland is Main Street. So great try, you guys. I'm sorry it didn't work out, but the good news is you still have a chance because caller 20 right now, you're going to get those tickets, four of them to the Disneyland Resort. And then we'll also put you in that grand prize drawing to win a two-night stay along with upgraded tickets. So caller 20 right now, you get them. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The MTV Video Music Awards went down last night, and there were some pretty big moments. I don't know if everyone caught the show. LL Cool J hosted for the first time solo, and Ariana Grande, she took home the biggest award of the night, Video of the Year for Brighter Days Ahead. Lady Gaga also had a huge night, too. She got Artist of the Year, plus Best Collab with Bruno Mars for the song you just heard, Die With a Smile. Here is Gaga accepting Artist of the Year.
To my partner in all things, Michael. Yeah! Creating this year with you was a beautiful, beautiful dream. And you have been my partner every step of the way. I dedicate this to you too, my love. I wish I could stay and watch all these amazing performances, but I have to go back to Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, she had a big show she had to go to, which was really cool that she still made the time to stop by there. What else here? Rosé, she had a great night. She scored Song of the Year with her song APT with her and Bruno Mars. Here's her acceptance.
First of all, thank you so much, Bruno. I can't believe this. I'm going to call you after, so I'll say everything. Thank you so much for believing in me and helping me build this world together. I'm really, really forever grateful for you and our friendship and everything.
In my humble opinion, I thought it was the best speech of the night.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. Yeah. People were ragging on it because it was like a little bit long. It was like 4 minutes long. But the fact that it was a note to herself when she was 16, I thought that was really super touching.
As for some of the special honors, Mariah Carey. She was given the Video Vanguard Award and performed a bunch of her hits. She had never received a VMA award up until last night. And she's like, what took you guys so long on that? Sabrina Carpenter, she ended up winning last night and she performed her new song, Tears. You pump that up a little bit.
Sure.
She looked like she was having a lot of fun on the stage. So it was a good show. We have a full rundown of all the winners on the website if you want to check it out, mix941.fm. So remember when Uber's whole thing was, forget taxis, this is all digital, no cash, no hassle. Well, surprise, they're now testing cash payments in places like LA, San Diego, Dallas, and Orlando. Riders can now book like normal and just hand their driver cash at the end of the ride. Uber says it's about helping people that don't have like bank accounts or credit cards, and drivers are, you know, are a little nervous, I guess, because of safety, since carrying around cash makes them potential targets. But it's optional for drivers. Some say it was suddenly turned on for them without notice. And yes, people are already wondering about things like tips, making change, what happens if someone just walks away without paying. To make it less risky, Ubers will not allow cash after 11 p.m. Still, it feels like we've gone kind of full circle. We've ditched taxis only to end up right back in them.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I like the fact that it's optional. If it was a mandate, I'd be like totally concerned. I'm just curious how it's going to work. I just wonder, you know, I don't carry cash. I don't know too many people that carry cash. So I guess we'll see what happens, you know, but it's good that it's an option.
Also this morning, parents everywhere, they are saying the same thing. Raising kids is draining their wallets. A new survey finds 83% of moms and dads think that the cost has gotten out of control. 71% say they are just overwhelmed by financial responsibilities. And that's compared to the 54% of people without kids. So it's significantly higher. And social media is just making it so much worse. 80% admit that seeing, you know, those perfect parenting influencers online also adds to their anxiety. There's a lot of pressure when you see the way the influencers are doing it, and it's like, oh, am I supposed to do it that way? It's not all bad news, though. Parents are also more likely to budget, set goals, and work with financial advisors than people without kids. And the bottom line is just basically raising kids is more expensive than ever. But parents say it's worth it for the joy and the purpose that it brings.
I agree. I don't have kids, transparently, but I hope this doesn't deter anyone from having kids. You know what I mean? I just wish there was an easy solution on how to help, you know, new parents in regard to the financial aspect of having kids. I just wish, and there is no easy solution, right? Just have to do the best that you can.
Yeah, that's what it all boils down to. What kind of solution, like, are you thinking?
I'm not. Well, you know, maybe, I mean, just freestyling off the head, maybe some assistance. Maybe from the government, maybe some assistance. That would be cool. I don't know if it's possible.
Well, you do get a tax break for having kids. Okay. So that's some assistance right there.
Maybe
so.
An extra 30, 40 grand. That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sign me up. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Happy Monday. Thank you guys so much for being here. Does anyone, I think we all know, like, holding on to a grudge is like such a waste of energy. Like, it just, it's punishing you more than it's punishing the person that you're holding a grudge against. But sometimes we just can't help it. There's a survey that just came out. It said 78% of people are holding on to some kind of grudge. Like, I couldn't believe it was that high. Honestly, I thought we were better than that, people. And I'm one of the 78%, so I'm with you. But let me ask, like, right off the bat, are you holding on to a grudge? And what is the grudge that you just haven't been able to let go of? And maybe it's not so serious. It's kind of funny. Or maybe it really is something that is big that you've held on to your whole life. Maybe it's a teacher who told you would never amount to anything. Or maybe it's a friend who borrowed money and never paid you back. Or maybe it's the coworker who took credit for your idea. We all have something that still stings. And even if we try to laugh it off. So what is it for you? What is the grudge that you're still holding on to? Are you a part of that 78%? 702-364-9400. Are you holding on to any grudges right now?
I am, and I don't want to bring down the room, but it's the one grudge I have. This is a while back. I was working at a radio station, and my father, before he passed, was in hospice. Are y'all familiar with FMLA? Federal Medical Leave Act?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I was under FMLA, and I was visiting my father when he was in hospice in Washington, D.C. I was flying from the West Coast to the East Coast a couple weeks a month, and to be honest, it still hurts my heart. So, after it ran out, my manager at the time pulls me into the office totally out of left field and says, hey, we're not renewing your contract, your deal, you know? Aside from being taken aback, I just, you know, it just made me upset. Obviously, it made me upset. And then the reasoning was very cryptic. It was like he said something to the effect of, it'll all make sense when you see it, once you see the changes. And at the end of the day, look, I've gone to therapy a couple times, maybe not enough, but you can't tell me how to feel. You know what I mean? And yeah, I mean, it's not like any laws were broken, but I can't help but to feel how I feel because they were really smart about it. They pulled me in right after it happened, right after the FMLA ran out. You know what I mean? They're real crafty about it. And yeah, I ain't gonna lie. There's probably not a day that goes by that I don't think about it.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. I can understand why you would be upset about something like that for sure. I mean, at the end of the day, you think, okay, well, I wouldn't be where I am now if that didn't happen, which is, mm-hmm. you know, it's not the greatest condolence on that, but at the same time you have to look at the things that make you stronger. But I totally get that.
Yeah.
Anyone else holding on to a grudge? Steph, you don't strike me as a grudge holder, really. Do you have a grudge you're holding on to?
I will never forget when I was in middle school, I took dance classes and I took all types of dance. I did ballet, tap, jazz, hip hop, but I just despise going to ballet class because I had this very strict Russian teacher. He was amazing at what he did, an incredible ballet dancer. But man, I was not used to his style of teaching. I'll never forget, he put me on the spot in front of the entire class. We were at the bar, and when you're at the bar, you have one arm on the bar and then you have the other arm out. That other arm out, sometimes you'll see ballet dancers, their fingers will kind of be loose and open and their thumbs will be out. Mm. So I had a bad habit of having my thumb out, and to his teaching, ballet dancers need to have their thumbs tucked in to their palm. And he would tell me all the time, Stephanie, your thumb. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. So one day he got a sheet of paper. He ripped it in front of the class. He put me in the spot. He went, Stephanie, get this piece of paper. I want you to put it on your thumb and you're going to hold this sheet of paper for the rest of class.
No.
And I did it. That was the last time I ever went to ballet class.
You were done after that?
I quit ballet because of him.
Yeah, that's not how you handle
it. And
things.
So now I'll never forget Mr. McHale from ballet. He is the worst. I will never forget. Was he a great ballet dancer? Yes, but he was a horrible teacher and I'll never forgive him.
Oh my gosh. Do you know if he's still around teaching?
I don't, but I know he's probably some prime dancer, probably doing the Nutcracker Swan Lake.
Someone told him that piece of paper on their hand,
yes,
or something. You know that for
never
sure.
Never again will I see a sheet of paper the same again because of Mr. McHale.
Oh my gosh. What is the grudge you're holding on to? Is it something that you look back on and you're like, yes, that made me a stronger person? Or are you like, I never want to see that person again? I've definitely got mine.
It goes
back to something someone said to me a few years ago that just... it really stung, but I tried to use that as motivation, if anything. We'll talk about that and hear your stories at 702-364-9400. Nick's 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. That's Alex Warren. He won the VMA last night for Best New Artist.
My heart is... I truly did not...
I know.
Thank you so much. What the... This is awesome.
So how did you get ready for tonight's performance? Because that's coming up real soon.
I pooped twice today. I might go for a third. About to cry. I don't know. This is amazing.
Yes. Big, big night for him. Congratulations to Alex Warren. We've got more of your winners coming up next hour in What's Trending. We have been talking about grudges, okay? Trustpilot says 78% of people are holding on to a grudge, and it makes sense, right? Maybe it is something that a teacher once said to you, or an ex-friend who betrayed you, or maybe it's a boss or a coworker that made you feel less than. What is the grudge you're still holding on to? Sometimes I really feel like it's therapeutic to talk about it and
sure.
just like let it out. 702-364-9400. I still haven't told you guys mine. I'll talk to you about that in a second, but let's talk to David. David, you have been holding on to a grudge. Tell us what happened.
So it's not really a grudge, I wouldn't say it, because I'm not mad at him about it, but we were working at the Sphere, and I'm working construction, and he was my apprentice. And it was at the end of the year, we got our final checks, and we're like, oh, yeah, look, this is how much money I made. And I told him, I was like, I never made this much money before. And he's like, oh, yeah, well, what do you got to show for it? As a joke, but he hit me to the core.
Oh.
And I was like, dude, what the heck?
What? And, who says that? That's so rude.
He was just saying it like, you know, what do you got to show for it? And I was like, I don't know if he was serious or not, but you know, and he was my apprentice. So I was just like, oh, what the heck, dude? And I never forgot it. And then ever since then, every time I see him, I'm like, dude, I've never forgot that. He's like, bro, I was just messing with you.
No,
but sometimes what is this saying? Many a truth is said in jest. So you think about, yeah, when people say, oh, I was just kidding. It's like, well, you know, I mean, obviously you were sending a message. I don't blame you, David. That's a rough one. Let's talk to Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie, is there a grudge you're still hanging on to?
Oh, yeah, Mercedes, there is. I had a very close friend I've known for like 20 years, and she had two kids that got married. One I went to, and she said I was going to get invited to her other one. And then she didn't invite me, and I said, why didn't I get invited? And she said, well, the three girls that I went to high school with, I've known them longer than you. Oh. And she never apologized, and I gave her plenty of opportunity to apologize. This was years ago, and I just can't forget it.
It just hurts. It hurts when, you know, you're friends with someone, and you're like, did I even matter, you know?
Sure. I always say the heart doesn't lie, and I totally understand how Bonnie's feeling, so.
Thanks for calling, Bonnie. Thank you. Kathy, good morning. Is there a grudge you're hanging on to?
Yes, ma'am. So my boyfriend and I, we have another husband and wife group of friends that we are really close with. And every year we go to every event that they plan, every like barbecue, birthday, holiday, dinner. And 2 years in a row, they have canceled on me and my boyfriend's birthday celebrations the day of. And never said sorry. I've never done anything. And what makes me really hold on to the grudge is the wife, she has never had, like, I think the goal to, like, tell me herself. So she sends her husband to tell me, like, oh, she can't be there. She won't be there. And when she did sort of try to apologize, her husband still texted me and said she's sorry.
Like, let her do it herself, you know? Like, that just speaks volumes. Like, why is she so scared? It's like she's hiding something.
Yeah, she's just not confrontational, but I think that's actually what's eating me the wrong way, and yeah. I can't let it go. We're adults. I know it's a silly birthday celebration, but I will not get over it.
Hey, it means something to you. I'm totally with you. I mean, for me, my grudge, I like to say I'm over it, but every now and again, I'll think about it, and it goes back to when someone told me just flat out that I would never be able to host a morning show on my own. And there's been several iterations of this show, and I've loved every single one of them. But when I was first like put in the place where they told me, you know, you're going to have to host, I was, you know, already second guessing myself. And I'll never forget. It was at our friends invited us over for Thanksgiving, and they had some other friends that they invited. And this one guy was like, I don't know. Can you do that? Like, you know, as a woman, are you going to be able to do that? And it just made me feel so small, like I wasn't good enough. And like, maybe I was really crazy for thinking I could try it. And I remember my husband got so mad. And the friends who invited us over were so uncomfortable because they were like, they were trying to like ease him off from going off on this tangent. And you know, and my kids were there, and you know, they were little, but I wanted my daughters to see me as strong, and I didn't want them to think that anyone's words could define you. But honestly, it was hard because it would have been so easy to just let those words like crush me. So I tried to turn that into motivation. But the funny part is I still see that guy every now and then at different things. And he acts like he never said it. And like, he's like overly nice to me. And he's trying to make up for it. And I'm always polite back inside, but like, it's just annoying. It's so annoying.
The fact that he said as a woman, I mean, already it's an insult, but that makes me mad.
It was like that, so chauvinistic. And I think he thought he was being funny.
It's not funny.
You know?
No, I don't think it's funny at all. Do you think he's well aware when you see him of what he said in the past? Like,
yeah, I saw him recently at a concert and just like, how you doing? You're crushing it. Now I'm just sitting there like, hi. Like, and my husband cannot, he has no poker face. Like, Steph, you know Matt, he has zero poker face. So whenever Matt comes around him, he just walks away. Like, he does not want to be around him.
Oh, that guy feels so bad for him, for what he said. You could just tell by what you're saying. Like, he probably, his body language changes now that he sees you, and he's regretting what he said to you. What a dummy for saying that.
Oh, you know him too?
No, I don't. Oh, but don't. Just from what he, well, maybe I do.
Maybe you do?
Actually, you might.
Really?
You
might. Oh, tell me where he lives.
I'll let you know, because you have no poker face, too. You and Matt can kill him with those eyes.
Yeah, Mercedes, move aside. Me and Matt will take care of this.
I love it. I love it. I always got my defenders. I appreciate you guys. All right, let's do this. It is time to win. Time to play Heads Up and Up for Grabs. This is really cool. We've got two tickets to see Daughtry. Daughtry coming to the Edge Pavilion. This is in Laughlin, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's for September 20th. Plus, we'll hook you up with a one-night hotel stay at the Edgewater Casino. How cool. A little mini getaway. Caller 20, you get to play Heads Up. You get to pick your category. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get to it. We have Christy, your caller 20, Christy.
Woohoo! Yeah!
Let's do it. I want to send you to see Daughtry and Laughlin along with a night stay at the Edgewater Casino. All you got to do is get six answers in 60 seconds. In one of these categories, do you want to go with Chef's Table, Law and Order, Chocoholic, Emergency Essentials, or Quiet Please?
I think I'll go with Chef's Essentials.
Chef's Essentials. You mean Emergency Essentials? There was Chef's Table, and then there was Emergency
Table.
Chef's Table. Okay, cool. This week is Chef's Appreciation Week. So these are all things that are associated with chefs and cooking and stuff like that, okay?
Okay.
All right, 6 and 60 is all we need, and you're a winner. You ready to do this, Christy?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, Christy, you can do it. Heads up, and your 60 seconds starts now.
When you're cooking, you put one of these on so you don't get your clothes dirty.
An apron.
Yes. If you're making pancakes, you need one of these to flip them.
Spatula.
Yes. If you want to cut something in half, you use a...
A knife.
Yes. If you are chopping something, you probably are chopping it on one of these.
A cutting board.
Yes. If you're making soup and you want to take some out, you use one of these to take it out.
A ladle.
Yes. I need to put this in for 30 minutes, so I'm going to set a what?
Timer.
Yes. Yes! Wow! Yeah. Christy, didn't even break a sweat. Like, that was so good. You killed it. Congratulations, Christy. You're going to see Daughtry. This is so cool. Daughtry and Laughlin at the Edge Pavilion on September 20th. This is going to be a fun little road trip, and you can, like, do whatever because you got a one-night hotel stay at the Edgewater Casino, too. So make a nice little mini vacation out of it, and we're gonna have these tickets for you all week long, so make sure you are listening. We will be having them every day with the later edition of Heads Up, so keep it here. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, so let's talk about all the craziness that has been Powerball. My goodness, I thought for sure I was going to come in this morning and let you guys know that I was a Powerball winner, but unfortunately not. The $1.8 billion Powerball jackpot finally has winners. Two tickets, one in Missouri, one in Texas, matched all six numbers in Saturday's drawing, making this the second biggest jackpot in Powerball history. Each winner can stay anonymous in those states, so we may never know who's suddenly a billionaire. On top of that, two tickets in Kansas and Texas won $2 million each, and 18 tickets across 13 states grabbed $1 million prizes. So there are a whole lot of happy people checking their numbers this morning. I got $25, so I'm just saying.
I mean, you know what? That's an indicator of something, of bigger things to come. You're on the right track because California has the biggest amount of winners out of the Powerball. And, you know, at first, I always thought, man, how do these people in rural towns? I always thought it was kind of not fixed, but it just seemed really convenient that all these people in rural towns won the jackpot. And then I heard this fact about California. I'm like, okay, maybe not so much. I didn't realize.
What fact?
Well, that there's so many winners out of rural towns, you know, like when you hear about this.
Like California, are you just saying there's a lot of rural towns in California?
It always struck me, and again, I don't play Powerball, but it always struck me all the big winners came from like rural towns. Do you know what I mean? And
do you say rural? Say it again.
Rural? Rural?
Rural?
Yeah, like small, like rural.
Are we just tomato tomatoing the word? Tomato, tomato, rural?
I think so. Am I pronouncing it wrong?
No, rural? I don't know. No. I think maybe I'm pronouncing it
wrong. How do you
wrong.
Pronounce
That's
it?
Rural.
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 How do you say it, Steph?
Oh, geez.
Rural. No, it's a tricky word. I'm just trying to see if this is a tomato, tomato. Do other people say it the way you say it? Because you kept saying rule, and I'm thinking you're saying rule, R-U-L-E.
R-U-R-A-L.
So I'm trying to think, like, rural towns. Like, are there a lot of rules in this town? But you're saying rural, you just say it differently.
Say it one more time.
Rural.
Okay, you're pronouncing it much better.
No, I'm not trying to nitpick because I think that some people say it your way too. I was just confusing myself for no reason.
No, it's okay.
No good reason.
Rural.
No, you don't want to say it that way. Rural. Yeah, say it the way you said it before.
All right.
Also this morning, this is not like some weird mistake that I made on this story. At least I don't think it is. An Indianapolis lawyer named Mark Steven Zuckerberg is suing Meta CEO Mark Elliott Zuckerberg. Now, the attorney claims his Facebook pages keep getting shut down for impersonating a celebrity, which is hilarious considering all the fake celebrity accounts that somehow stay up on the platform. He is suing for negligence and breach of contract. Only in 2025 would Zuckerberg versus Zuckerberg be a real case. But the thing is Meta has finally apologized to the guy saying, hey, sorry, it was a mistake. But you know, Mark Zuckerberg is Googling himself. himself, like telling on, take this down. But this guy, like, that's how he makes his money. He's an attorney. He has to have a Facebook page.
You know, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. If that's happening, it's hurting his business. Yeah. Even though it's hilarious, I would do the same thing.
I hope he gets some real money out of this one. Now, obviously, there's a lot where that comes from. So we'll see. Finally, this morning, vacations. They usually fall into two categories. There's either like the nonstop activity vacation, or there's just that unapologetic laziness vacation. And a new report finds that 47% of Americans would actually pay more for a vacation that helps them sleep. That means sleep retreats, digital detoxes, even camping trips designed for actual sleep. Millennials in particular are using PTO days just so they can nap. If you're curious where the best sleep getaways are, Portland, Oregon took the top spot, with Madison, Wisconsin, and St. Paul, Minnesota not far behind. On the flip side, Philly was ranked as the sleepiest city, but not in a good way.
I'm curious as to why those cities are are in the tops, like you said, Portland, Oregon, but yeah, I don't, you know what? I mean, I love to sleep. I've been on vacations, and all I want to do is honestly just do absolutely nothing. So this is very relatable. How about yourself?
I am a go-getter on vacations. I like to go places. I like to see things. I am the anti-beach vacation girly. Like, so many of my friends go to the beach and it looks so beautiful and serene, but I want to like see things. So no, I would just like to sleep in general, but I wouldn't want to waste my vacation on it.
So hypothetically, you go to Hawaii and you see the beach. You're not hanging out at the beach for 8 hours a day.
No, I'm visiting the volcanoes. I'm going on hikes. I'm going to luau's. Like, I want to see all the stuff. How are you, Steph?
I'm pretty much the same as you, Mercedes, but I'll never forget one trip that James and I took. It was to Orlando. We were doing all the parks, Disney, Universal. And the first night we got in, I just wanted to do nothing because the next day was the parks. He said, wait, you don't want to like go see what Orlando has to offer? I'm like, no, I want to stay in, sleep, and get ready for the next day. He goes, we didn't come here to sleep.
Yeah, we did.
I'm like, I'm tired. I gotta rest up for the week. He's like, no, we're getting up. We're getting ready. We're going out. I'm like, no.
I'm with him. I did not fly halfway across the country so you can take a nap. We are going and we are looking at things.
We nap when we die.
It's Mix 94.1.
Break my heart.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. It is Monday, and that means it is time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever have a situation that you want us to talk about, you can send us an email or you can send us a DM on social media at Mercedes in the AM or through our website, mix941.fm. So this one says, hi guys, I'd like to stay anonymous for this, but I'm a single mother of two girls, ages 12 and 15. I'm really spiraling right now because I just found condoms in my 15-year-old's purse.
Ooh.
When I confronted her, she told me they weren't hers, that she's still a virgin, and that she was only holding them for a friend whose mom is very strict. She swears she isn't even seeing anyone, but she refuses to tell me which friend they belong to. So I grounded her until she tells me who the friend is, but she still hasn't budged. None of her friends, as far as I know, even have boyfriends. So I'm completely in the dark. I've even thought about calling all the moms, but I know that could backfire. Now I'm stuck wondering, am I a jerk for grounding her over this? Or am I justified as a parent who's just trying to get to the truth and keep her daughter safe? Signed, anonymous. 702-364-9400 is our number. What do you guys think? Is she a jerk or is she justified? Let's go to some calls here. Christy, good morning. Jerk or justified? What do you think?
Good morning. I know I have a 15-year-old myself. I have a daughter. And I think it's jerk, actually.
Why do you say that?
So, you know, I think grounding her is really not building the trust of, like, having the open line of communication.
So I think she's lying completely because I think there's ways to hide condoms. I think, you know, I think if she reaches out to friends, oh, it's going behind her back. It's just not the right answer either. And then who knows if they're going to even tell the truth. So I would really just sit her down and have a conversation about, you know, the practicing safe sex. Go over that. Like, I always have built an open line of communication. I would be almost happy that she's at least protecting herself. And if she wants to have that conversation on the road, but yeah, I would just really like, you know, I'm here for you, you know, if whether it's you or not, whether it's yours or not, that, you know, we have that trust.
Yeah,
I think that's more important than just grounding her and just being like, okay, you need to tell me and blah, blah, blah. That's not going to like answer anything. That's just like,
it shuts it off.
Away.
Yeah, it should.
It's not going to really help anything. And, you know, yeah, my mom, obviously, you're a little terrified, but really, that's the reality of life. It's going to happen. You know, it's kind of, you know, this is where we're at. She's 15. She probably knows more than what I know already.
That's the scary part. Yeah, because you wonder what they do know. I completely understand why this mom is worried. I totally get it. Any mom would be worried. Finding condoms in your kid's purse is shocking. And of course, you want to know the truth. And you have every right to feel concerned. But I do think that the way that this mom reacted could really backfire, especially with the grounding thing, because it's kind of like what she just said. Teens are really tuned in to whether or not their parents trust them. And if she feels like she's being punished for something, either she swears she didn't do, she might start thinking, okay, well, why bother telling the truth if I'm going to be in trouble anyway? And that is when they stop being honest and they start hiding things.
Right.
And at 15, she's kind of in that stage where you want her to feel like she can come to you with the hard stuff, like the uncomfortable conversations. But if she connects those talks with being punished, she's not going to bring you the things that you actually need to know. And then also there's that whole independence thing. Teens crave it. And when they feel cornered, their instinct is to rebel, right? And shut down completely. So I feel like right now she's already kind of digging in and refusing to give up her friend because she's just building the walls, and you need to knock that down ASAP before they get worse.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. I remember when I was that age, when I get punished, you know, drastically, it would make me rebel. And that's exactly what it is. I think that you get more reason for her to rebel, and, you know, you start relationships with trust. So, you know, she's justified in thinking the way she is and wanting to protect her. At the end of the day, I understand she has her daughter's best interest in mind, but I think maybe the actions are a little drastic.
Tori says, as someone who grew up with a mother like this, you're a jerk. I no longer have a relationship with my mother because of things like this. I've raised my daughter completely the opposite way of how I was raised, and she tells me basically everything and knows she can come to me for love, support, and advice. I would sit your girl down, apologize for overreacting, and try to repair your relationship. Tina says, people saying it's none of your business, just wow, what a world we live in. I believe quite differently than anyone else. Why society has all the problems it does today is because of stuff like this. I don't think you're a jerk at all. She may just be lying too. A 15-year-old with condoms, terrific. All anyone cares about is that they are safe. You are all ridiculous. Just because you are safe from pregnancy and STDs does not mean you are safe. Wow, she's really going off. Diana says, as a child and immature adult, we blew them.
What?
We blew them up for balloon animals, condoms.
Oh.
It could just be for fun.
You think it's that?
And not that kind of fun. Maybe they're just making balloon animals. Who knows?
Yeah, different type of fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.